Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good day to you and welcome. We are broadcasting live today in Wisconsin Rapids. That's where you can find the Bill Michaels Show. We are on the road. We are here at Winterfield. Winterfield is where we are at. And for those of you that are in the Rapids area, or maybe you follow Northwoods baseball, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the home of the Rafters, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters out here. And tonight is Gorman Thomas night. And they have the rally towels tonight. And Gorman Thomas is going to be here, the Brewers All-Star. And I am here, and we're just kind of hanging out, enjoying it. Compliments of our good friends in Marshfield and our fine affiliate here in Wisconsin Rapids. And had a good time to kind of get around the city a little bit last night when I got into town. Saw Whiskey Rapids last night for a little while. Had an enjoyable time there, and thanks to everybody that said hello. So we are here today and going to be throwing out the first pitch of the ballgame this evening. And Radio Joe Zanzola back in the studios. And the weather here, picture perfect, 78 degrees. Not a cloud in the sky. It should be a good night for baseball here in Wisconsin Rapids. Speaking of baseball, we are on the eve now of getting back to the unofficial second half of the season. The Brewers getting ready to start their second half. And the questions I'm reading last night online, many of the speculation, much of the speculation about the Milwaukee Brewers, about what they may or may not do. Obviously, there's a lot of talk about Madison Bumgarner, Syndergaard. There's other names being thrown around, what it may or may not cost them in the long run. The question then becomes, and I had said this last night in the piece that I had done for the network, there's about five things that, in my opinion, need to happen for this team to be a legitimate contender. And I'm not talking about a contender for the Central. I'm talking about a contender in the National League. And for them to be a contender, I think five things need to happen. One is Lorenzo Cain offensively probably needs to pick it up. I mean, I would almost be certain to say he has to raise his batting average by anywhere from 15 to 25 points. You got to get some of the power numbers back. But he's just got to become more productive offensively for this team to be successful. The number two, David Stearns, I think he's got to make at least two moves. I think this team needs two arms, and two arms that are going to not necessarily come in and be these stud arms that are going to come in and just shut down gaslight guys. I'm talking about arms that are going to come in and stabilize things. Speaking of arms, number three would be Jeremy Jeffress. Believe it or not, I bring up Jeremy Jeffress. Here's the reason why. Because Jeremy needs to be the stabilizing force in that bullpen. And what I mean by that is if he's on and he has the capability to either close or go as a setup man, that then begins to take care of the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. Because then you can throw him for an inning and a third. You can throw him for an inning. You can throw Hader for an inning and a third or two. And you can kind of mix and match that. Now, you're going to run him a little bit thin, but those guys are capable of doing that. Also, I look at things like some of the defense that this team has had. Jesus Aguilar is another guy I said in my piece that he has to pick it up and stay picked up offensively, and he has to bring the power numbers. Because if the back of his baseball card begins to match at the end of this season, that means he had a tremendous second half of the season, which would then give you even more offensive firepower and probably raise the scoring average of this team by about three-quarters of a run per game, which would then, in essence, give them more than a few wins. And also, and I think this goes without saying, the most vital key in all of this is Craig Counsell now, the pressure on Craig, because we've talked about this, about pushing all the right buttons, he gets more of an opportunity because of the way they manage this team to push more buttons than almost any other manager in Major League Baseball. There is no room for error. You have to push buttons correctly pretty much from here on out through the rest of the season if this team's going to be successful. So for me, those top five things need to happen. Lorenzo Cain, Jesus Aguilar, two pitchers. You got to have Jeremy Jeffress throw well. And then obviously Craig Counsell has to push all the right buttons. I know that's somewhat simplistic, but if you put those five together, this team can compete with anybody. But if one or more of those things continue to falter, and they don't get two arms, they don't get Lorenzo Cain to come back and give you offense, if Jesus Aguilar continues to struggle and Thames gives you strictly power numbers, if Craig Counsell misses in a few moves and two or three more times throughout the season says, well, that's on me, you know, if all of this starts to trickle down and or remain the same, you're not going to go very far, which then leads us into the next question. Okay, just think about this for a minute. If indeed this team does not get off to a hot start, does not overtake the Cubs in the top spot in the Central, does not get on that little bit of a win streak, and nobody in the Central's really done it. Nobody's won 10 out of 12, 12 out of 16, anything like that. Nobody's gone on that run. Everybody's been pretty much playing 500 baseball or below, bouncing around since maybe early on in the season, including the Milwaukee Brewers. So the question becomes is, would you as a Brewers fan be open to the idea of being a seller? Now, I know that's a difficult thing to think about, but would you think about being a seller, which is what some have brought up, that if it doesn't work, you should probably sell it, retool it, and then bring it back in a couple of years. And that particular opinion I would disagree with, and I'll tell you why coming up. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over at Cousin Subs. Hey, delivery free now through Sunday. At select locations all throughout Wisconsin and Illinois, they're offering free delivery. That's right, free delivery for anything that they have on their menu. They're going to deliver it now to your door. And in celebration of the expanding delivery program, they are offering free delivery through Sunday. Cousin Subs, free delivery at select locations when you order right now online through Sunday. Go to CousinSubs.com, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. That is CousinSubs.com. So, Joe, you kind of threw the question out there as far as being a seller if they don't get off to a fast start. Me, I would think that this team is not so much a seller, but a team that then would stand pat, see what you get in the offseason, if you can make better deals in the offseason, and then come back and get ready for the 2020 season. But I don't think I would see them selling assets. Maybe a couple of the contracts, maybe lose Moose, maybe you lose Grandal, maybe you lose pieces like that. But I don't see this team being like a wholesale seller where they're starting to – there is no future rebuild. This is just basically a little bit of a retool, a shuffling of the deck, get a couple of pieces, and then come back again strong next year. And who knows? I mean, with some of the one-year contracts you've signed, you may even be able to go out and get those guys and bring them back yet again.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. I think David Stearns had said about a year or two ago when going through this process of sustaining success, he had mentioned the fact that, you know, there might be situations in this process where we do have to take one step back in order to take two steps forward. I'm pretty sure David Stearns had mentioned that. And this is a situation this season where I would like to think the Milwaukee Brewers will be buyers come the trade deadline. I'd like to think the Milwaukee Brewers will play better baseball and some of the guys that have underachieved, like you mentioned, step it up a little bit. I mean, one guy you didn't mention was Yoli Chacin. Mm-hmm. That guy, to me, is going to be one of the X factors here in the second half. If this team wants to make a deep postseason push and compete in this pennant race, Chacin needs to be the Chacin we saw last year where he was reliable every 5 days. But if this situation for the Brewers gets worse, if they go in against a team like the Giants, who you couldn't beat them in a three-game series the last time out, well, if you struggle against them this time, and then you go across and struggle against teams like the Braves and the Diamondbacks, and then go right back in against NL Central foes like the Reds and the Cubs, and you're not winning series, and now all of a sudden, it's the picture is getting a little bit more murky for the Brewers. I would be open to the idea of selling, especially guys like Mike Moustakas and Yasmani Grandal. Those would be the first two guys I'd move if that's the situation the Brewers are in. Now, look, I don't want to be a seller. I want to be a buyer. I want the Brewers to be competing here in August and September. I feel very good about them right in the ship. I expect them to get back to the postseason. Because again, this is the same unit as last year, and I think David Stearns will do his due diligence adding. But the key is the Brewers have to get off to a fast start here in the first couple of weeks. Otherwise, it's going to make things even more tough for David Stearns when it comes to decision making.
855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockeyTalkLine. Give us a shout. You can also hit me up on Twitter, at Bill_Michaels. That is at Bill_Michaels, which, by the way, I tweeted out a little earlier today, my view, the office view today. And whenever you're at a ballpark, it's a good day. And that's where we're at today here at Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. So I took a picture off into the left field area where all the construction's going on. They're building a water park that is supposed to open, I believe, be open next year. But that's the construction that you see. They're not building a new ballpark. They're building a water park that is out there. But gave you a good shot of Witter Field today. So if you want to take a look at me on Twitter, you can do so. You can also find Radio Joe at Radio Joe Sports. You can track us down over on the Facebook fan page. Go to Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Make sure you look for the blue check mark there. There is always the Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. That is Bill Michaels at BillMichaelsSports.com. There's BillMichaelsSports.com, the website. And we are everywhere on the Radio.com app. Should you choose to download us and take us, make sure you favorite us, and that way we pop up everywhere you go. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get your thoughts. Would you be open to being a seller if the Milwaukee Brewers do not get off to a fast start in the second, the unofficial second half of this Major League Baseball season? We are broadcasting live in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey girl, I'm calling all stations, blowing down the wire tonight.
Welcome back. We are glad you are on board today. The Bill Michaels Show in Wisconsin Rapids here at Witter Field, home of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, and going to be here tonight throwing out the first pitch with Gorman Thomas this evening, the former Brewer All-Star. He's going to be in town this evening. It's Gorman Thomas Day here. They have some rally towels here to give away tonight at the ball yard, so should be a lot of fun. Anytime your office is in the very top of a press box overlooking a baseball diamond, and I don't care whether it's a massive stadium like a County Stadium or Miller Park, or going back to the old riverfront when I used to work there, or Great American, or any place else that we've traveled, or you're sitting here at Witter Field, it's always a fantastic day, especially when the sun is shining and there's not a cloud in the sky and you got about 78 degrees. It's picture perfect. So love doing this. Hey, speaking of love doing something, we got our motorcycle ride coming up, the Big Units Poker Ride coming up, benefiting Fisher House, Wisconsin, presented by Bud Light and presented by Concordia University Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Please go to the website. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com. That is Bill Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, BillMichaelsSports.com. Go to the events page, and you can get pre-registered right then and there for the ride coming up on Sunday, September 1st. That is Sunday, September 1st. And going to ride and raise money for the Fisher House, Wisconsin, for those that are in the military, veterans, and their families, for when they need services and care at the VA to house the family members. So we want to make sure that we take care of those who take care of us, and that's kind of the least we can do. And if you get registered there, we got some good stuff coming up regarding the announcements for that as well, but it guarantees you that you then collect as well the commemorative shirt that is made up each and every year. So make sure you get in on that. It's also brought to you by our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, which happens to be the end point for the ride again this year. Also, it's brought to you by our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right, providing Wisconsin home and business owners epoxy flooring coating services at reasonable prices and top quality workmanship. And they have polyurea coatings. And again, whether it's residential, whether it's business or industrial, they can do it all. Call my buddy Sean, who is just as busy gets, and it's great. 262-443-2852, 262-443-2852. Or go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That is epoxyflooringdoneright.com, and check it out. If you're thinking about getting one of those floors put down, whether it's your garage or maybe down in a basement or a rec room or something, they do it right. Really, really good people. So the question is, if the Brewers don't get off to a fast start in the second half of this season, what would you do? Would you be open as a Brewers fan, open to becoming a seller? Or do you just say, you know what, a couple of the contracts that are here, they're going to expire anyway. Go ahead and see if you can't get something for them. Move some of these guys. Maybe a team needs a third baseman and a bat. Maybe move Moose. You can always bring him back next year should you choose to do so, because he's going to require some money next year. You guys having a tremendous season offensively. Or Grandal, or, I mean, however you want to do it. Would you consider doing that? Or do you become a seller and say, you know what, we need to take a couple of steps back. We're probably going to tear it down a little bit, rebuild it back up, and get it even better. To me, if you move one or two of those contracts, like I had mentioned, that's fine. But you're not messing with anybody in your core. You're not doing anything else with with anybody else on this team. Maybe a pitcher, if you can, you know, maybe one of the guys that really isn't performing real well and doesn't have a track record of solid performances. But I'm not getting rid of Davies or Woodruff or any of those guys that are being mentioned. That's not going to happen, not unless you're getting a premium back. And let me say this. If you're going to get rid of an expiring contract for prospects, that's one thing. But I am not trading an up-and-comer for prospects or major league ready, quote, major league ready prospects. We have seen this story far too often where you get a guy that's, quote, major league ready, and they come up, they have a good couple of weeks, everybody gets juiced, and then the league catches up and they just don't become that player. The risk reward to me is too high. You are right now ready to win. You are a couple of players away from being really ready to win. You are battling for the top spot in the National League Central with a team that they're loaded with veterans in their starting rotation who are underperforming right now. You are right there with that team. You don't become a wholesale seller, not in my opinion, but you may have a different one. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, feel free to do it. We'd love to hear from you. Got here. Well, this one's from Thomas. Thomas writes in Wendy's email inbox, fresh, never frozen. He says, no way I'm becoming a seller. This team is ready to pounce. I think they're going to knock off the Cubs. I don't know if they're going to have enough to knock off the Dodgers, but let's just get to the postseason and see what happens. That's from Thomas. Thomas, appreciate the email. This one is from Lily. Lily says, I'm a Brewers fan through and through. I want to see this team go for it. I'd love to see them make a couple of big moves to put them over the top. I think David Stearns has what it takes. I have a lot of faith in Craig Counsell. I want to see Craig Counsell bring a championship to Milwaukee, the hometown boy making good. That would be the tremendous story. And, Lily, you're absolutely right. Appreciate the email. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do it. Would love to hear from you. Got a couple people over this is on Twitter as well, or Twitter, I should say, over on Twitter. This is from Kyle. Kyle writes, I think the Brewers are ready to go. No way I'm a seller. Get rid of a couple of small contracts if you have to, but that's it. This one is also from a Kyle who says, go Brewers. They win 95 games. Book it. That's Kyle from Fond du Lac. That means they get off to a really fast start in the second half of the season. I mean, a really fast start. If you think they're going to win 95 games, whew, that's big time, man. And when you say book it, that would be that's a lot to book. 95. I don't see that happening. You're talking 48 wins from right now. 48 wins from right now. I don't think they have it in them. I mean, maybe they get to 42, 44, somewhere in there, but I don't think they go 48. I mean, the question is, will 90 wins win the division, or do you have to go less? Could you go less? Could you go, say, 88, 89 wins and win the division, the way this thing has gone? I mean, the Cubs are sitting with the almost exact same record, 47-43, a half game better than the Brewers. Brewers 47-44. I don't think it's going to take 95 wins to win the division. If it does, that means the Cubs went on one hell of a roll. I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, put it this way, though. If you have to ask yourself, who's more likely to go on a roll, would you say it would be the Cubs just because of the offensive firepower we know they have and the pitching staff we know they've accumulated? And if Kimbrel can hang on to lead, now Kimbrel the other day faltered just before the All-Star break, and I think that brought a lot of smiles to many Brewers fans' faces. But if Kimbrel returns to being Kimbrel, then you would assume that pitching staff wise, that's by far probably better than what the Brewers are going to be throwing out there on a consistent basis, right? This one's from Alex, who says, "I am not selling. Should be working on an extension for Grandal. They have no catching depth in the minors. They're not selling anybody." And that's from Alex. Alex over on Twitter hitting us up at @Bill_Michaels. You're right about the catching prospects. If you get rid of Grandal, you're at Matty Pena and Nottingham, right? You don't really have anybody else in the system that's really major league ready to go unless you make a deal for somebody else. Going back to Moose. The Ben says on Twitter @Bill_Michaels, he says he's going to want over $20 million per season. Is he worth it? He's going to get what he's worth. I mean, you know, he's going to want 20. He wanted $14 million plus per season a while ago. He's outperformed those numbers. Now, you're right. He's probably going to want about 20, but I don't think he's going to get it. I think Moose is going to get now about the 14, maybe 15. But the league, see, where we've become a little too accustomed is the big money that was thrown around to a guy like Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. Yeah, they got their deals. But the mid-market guys, the guys over 30, they're not getting those big, big deals. They're just not. It's not happening, which is something that the union wants to change. The union wants to get you out from arbitration eligibility and get you out from under some of the team control in a shorter period of time, which is the reason they're talking so much a possibility of a work stoppage, because teams don't want to do that, because then they can manipulate the rosters like we've seen with Keston Hiura, like we've seen with some other players in the past. I mean, they didn't want to bring up Kyle Schwarber. Remember when Schwarber was just raking beyond raking down in the minors because they didn't want to start the clock ticking a year early, so they kept him under an additional year of team control because they were able to keep him in the minors. That's what the Players Association wants to get rid of. Like, if you're ready and you're ready to go, then you go. There is no clock ticking here, so to speak. You use a guy, that's all you get. If he's ready to go and you're not going to bring him up, well, then he goes to another team or he makes this amount of money. That's what it is. That's what they're looking to do, and that's why the owners are going to fight so hard not to do that, because they want to be able to have controllable talent for as long as they possibly can. I mean, that's what David Stearns wants. That's the reason when you talk about guys with options, and when he talked to us at the beginning of the season, that's what they're looking for. That's the reason they didn't want to hang on to Domingo Santana, because he was out of options. He wasn't controllable anymore. He had one position. He had one place to be, and that was it. And otherwise, they could lose the guy if he went into some kind of a long, prolonged slump. So they want controllable people. And that's what a lot of teams are dealing for now, and they don't want to eat those giant 2-, 3-, 4-year contracts that are going to – 2 years you can handle, 3 years at the outset, you know, okay. But you don't want to go much longer than that for guys that could end up burying you, because that would then eat up the eligibility of some of the other – like right now, if you say started a miniature rebuild and you said, well, we're going to take 2 years, that's 2 years that you're wasting of Christian Yelich. Why would you do that? You know what I mean? You wouldn't do that. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do it. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Dan, listening to us in Racine. Dan, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, you know, thanks for taking my call. You know,
you bet.
Everything's spot on. I just wish they would buy. I think we need one more, maybe a middle relief guy that gets us there. But, I mean, how many games have we lost by less than 4 runs on this team? I'd say half these games have lost because our hitting's been horrible. And that goes to say we got rid of the wrong coaches. I mean,
yeah, I was never a fan of that. Look, if you got rid of Derek Johnson, okay, if you had a difference of opinion. But I thought there was a real culture that Lee Tunnell, a calming influence that Lee Tunnell brought to that group. And I think they really worked well together. And look, yep, the proof is in the pudding. You've gone up almost a full run from last year. You went from being top 3 down to top 5, down to 18th. The Reds, who picked those two guys up, they are top 3 in all of Major League Baseball. I don't think there's any coincidence in that. I think we are definitely feeling the effect of no Derek Johnson and no Lee Tunnell.
Hey, Unit, one question for you.
Yeah.
Who is the reliever that the Cubs picked up, and how is that turning out for him? Was that, remember we were kind of courting this guy, and he ended up going to the Cubs?
Yeah, they picked up Kimbrel.
Followed him now.
Yeah, they picked up Kimbrel, the Cubs did, and I don't know overall, but I do know just before the All-Star break, he came into a save situation and ended up with a blown save situation. And ended up losing the ballgame, as a matter of fact. Appreciate the phone call. They ended up losing the ballgame. And I was just reading today that the Cubs are also looking to add additional players here at the trade deadline. They're likely to be a buyer, as they remain optimistic about their second half of the season as well. But yeah, Kimbrel blew a save just before the All-Star break. As far as his overall statistics, and it hasn't been a huge litmus test for him by any stretch. But Kimbrel's he's 0-1. He's been in 4 games so far. He's pitched 3 2/3 innings, given up 5 hits, given up 5 runs in 3 2/3 innings. He has not been the guy that everybody expected him to be. All earned, a couple of bombs. That's what's really hurt him. Teams actually are batting .313 against him right now, and he's got a whip of .218. Now, it's 3 2/3 innings with a 12.27 ERA. So as much as you can point your finger and go, glad we didn't get that guy, let's wait and see what the rest of the season holds, because it's still Kimbrel. I mean, he's still going to have something there. But if he continues on that pace, then you do nothing but applaud David Stearns for not making that move. We are broadcasting live in Wisconsin Rapids at Winter Field, here at the home of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and the Northwoods League and get ready to have another one coming up this evening. As a matter of fact, they're going to be. They were here last night. They're home tonight. Tonight, who are they playing tonight? I don't know who they playing tonight here. RFD Rockford. Okay, they got Rockford here tonight. I'm sitting here with the guys in the press box, but they're playing Rockford here tonight. On tonight is Gorman Thomas night. So Gorman Thomas is going to be here, former Brewer All-Star. I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch with Gorman this evening. Looking forward to that. So come on out to the game if you can hear us and you're within the sound of our voice and in the area of Wisconsin Rapids. Come on by and say hi. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. Bill Michaels Show. We are coming to you live. We are here in Wisconsin Rapids at Witter Field, home of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, where tonight it is Gorman Thomas night. We will hear from Gorman coming up a little bit later on today as he makes his way here to Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be chatting with him. We're also going to hear with somebody in the Raptors, either front office or their radio play-by-play guy, talk a little Northwoods League baseball, which is, you know what, when you talk about baseball in the state of Wisconsin, if you have not gone out and checked out one of the Northwoods League's games, man, they're pretty exciting. It's a lot of fun. They do some great promotions. They have a lot of good things that happen. So, by all means, you get a chance, get out and enjoy it. Last night, you got out and enjoyed it. Man, what a crowd they had at Wednesday Night Live last night at the Wisconsin State Fair Park and the Budweiser Pavilion with the cheap shots on the stage. The weather was warm and the beverages were flowing. It was a good time last night, had by all. So, to everybody coming out, fantastic time. Don't forget Wednesday Night Live, back at it again next Wednesday night out at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. You can catch that. Gates open up at 6, free admission for everybody. And the music gets underway at 7. Park your car is $6. Park your motorcycle is free. And it's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We'll kind of change gears a little bit because I do want to talk. So we have not talked Badger football much at all. And I think it is worth mentioning that when you look at where the Badgers are at, when it comes to, they're in the midst of a little bit of a retool, if you will. Okay, there's no denying that. They're trying to put it together, whether or not Mertz is their quarterback or you know, whoever they go with. We'll wait and see, but it's kind of like when you start going through the lists of their games and going through their schedule of their game, you know, you've got some teams, Michigan, they start the Big Ten season off with. They've got some pretty good ones. With Nebraska's an up-and-coming program, I think, is going to be tough this year. You get Iowa at home. You got to go to Minnesota. Look, so there, the over and under on Badger wins is 8.5. I think 8 is fair. So if you say 8, now put it this way, you get a couple of losses under your belt, it really does. The interest in Badger football begins to deteriorate until the end of the year when Badger Nation begins to figure out where it is they're going to go for a bowl game. But that being said, I think 8 wins this year is probably fair. I don't see them, I just don't see them winning much more than that. I really don't. The Badgers have the fourth best odds to win the Big Ten championship. Fourth, maybe that, okay. Yeah, I can kind of live with that. But I think the Badgers still have to worry about winning the West. Like I said, I think they've got a program that's finally starting to turn the corner in Nebraska. They have not been good since entering the Big Ten. I think they've really put a focus on encircling this season. They've got a couple of good young prospects, a good rookie wide receiver down there. I know Michigan, Michigan changed their offensive coordinator. They've gone to more of a, not a Rich Rodriguez offense, okay? They're not doing that, but they've spread it out a little bit. They're going to come in a little bit different, although they're not in the West. Ohio State, we know, is Ohio State, but without Urban Meyer, we'll wait and see. They still had a huge recruiting class over there. We know Penn State is still going to be good. Iowa, I don't know if I was going to be as good. I would almost say that because they're coming into Camp Randall, you could probably give that one to the Badgers. But and in Minnesota, you got to go back there and extract some revenge after losing Paul Bunyan's axe. But if you go through that list, is there a game on there that you shouldn't win that you do? And is there a game on there you have no business losing, such as a BYU but you do. You know what I mean? I kind of looked at this schedule, and I thought 8-4 would be a really good mark if they came out of this season and then kind of said, okay, now we got our feet wet. We've got our new quarterback. We've got some things in place. Now we just need to kind of find a few more pieces to offset maybe what it is, the holes that we have, and then they're going to be ready to run in 2020. But I think 8-4 is probably a pretty good look at where the Badgers may end up. Now, Joe, I know you get to a lot of Badger games. When you start to look at the schedule, I they lead off with Michigan, and I think Michigan's going to be tough. I think Michigan's coming in with a revitalized team this year, a new spread offense, an offense that they already say looks, coming out of spring ball, looks completely different, a lot of motion, a lot of movement, a lot of things that they do to utilize the athleticism they have. I think that's going to be a tough game. So I'm thinking 8-4. What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't think 8 wins is a lock. And I think a lot of people would probably disagree with me on that, and that's fine. I think it's going to be less than 8 as of right now because there are way too many questions on both sides of the football, starting with your quarterback. And I know everyone wants Graham Mertz to play. I am on that bandwagon now because Hornibrook isn't here. I want Graham Mertz to start. Jack Cohn doesn't blow me away by any means. But people have to keep in mind here that you're going to put in a true freshman, 18-year-old kid to go up against every Big Ten team that you face. And what are you guys exactly expecting out of Graham Mertz? Are you expecting him to go out there and not make any mistakes? Are you expecting him to go out there and, you know, throw 4 touchdowns a day, 300-plus yards? That's a tall task out of any true freshman quarterback. And believe me, guys, there aren't too many true freshman quarterbacks that are just unbelievable in their first year in college football. So, you know, I feel like fans need to be careful putting expectations so high on Graham Mertz if he does end up starting. Otherwise, you know, if they put Jack Cohn in there, I don't know what to expect because they were afraid to give him the football last season when he went in there for Hornibrook. So the quarterback situation is the first issue. The second issue is the offensive line because, yes, the Badgers have a great reputation of producing offensive linemen, but the only returning starter is Tyler Biadasz at center. Outside of that, you're going to have 4 guys who've had some experience here or there, but now they're going to be put to the test, and they're going to be in the trenches every single game. So protecting your quarterback, the quarterback who is trying to be a playmaker in his first year, he's going to need the protection. Now, you got Jonathan Taylor. That's great. That will be huge. Hopefully, your offensive line allows Jonathan Taylor to blow through holes. Your receiving core is good. I have no problems there between the trio of Pryor, Taylor, and Danny Davis. And then defensively, I mean, last year, there were some bright spots from that young defense. I think the defensive line is a little bit more improved. There's experience now. Guys like Garrett Rand, who's come back from an injury, Isaiah Loudermilk, who I really like. Matt Henningsen did some good things. But then it's your linebacking core, which is very inexperienced. I mean, really, Zach Bond and Chris Orr are the only guys that have experience back there. So everyone else has pretty much, you know, kind of been here or there. And your secondary, the one guy that really stood out to me last season that was making plays was Scott Nelson. I mean, he was flying around the field as a safety, making some plays. Needs to stay healthy. But otherwise, the rest of your corners, safeties, and a lot of these guys showed up here and there, but no one else really made a statement in their first year. So who's going to step up? Collectively to me, Bill, I don't think Badger fans should maybe, I think they should lower their expectations a little bit and maybe expect that this could be another slow year for the team and maybe next year is the year they make the big jump.
I would agree. That's why I said, look, if I had to just pick it as 8 wins, that's kind of where I'm at. But I could go kind of like when I do the Packers schedule, I always look at it, say 9 and 10 wins plus or minus 1. I'm kind of in that boat. I could go 8 wins plus or minus 1. You know what I mean? I mean, if Graham Mertz starts and he ends up being better and their offensive line is better than what they thought it was going to be and he gets protection and then he can do things offensively and they've got a defense that backs him up, well, then they're probably going to win an extra game. Otherwise, if he has to scramble, he's under pressure, he doesn't get time to throw the ball or at least decipher the defense, the way they're going to throw things at him, then, yeah, it could be a long season.
For me, there's going to be a lot of guys that just have to go out there and prove it to me. And, you know, thank God the Badgers have Jonathan Taylor. I mean, thank God. But again, how will Jonathan Taylor work with this particular offensive line? We know the burst of speed he has. We know the cutbacks that he has. He is a very patient runner. But is this offensive line ready to take on all these really good defensive lines that they're going to be dealing with in the Big Ten? There are just so many moving parts to this right now, and I think anyone who's expecting like big things out of this Badgers team, you might be setting yourself up for disappointment. And that's just how I feel. I mean, if you don't agree with it, that's fine. But right now, there's kind of an identity thing that's missing with this Badger football team, and I think this is the first year that Paul Chryst is really going to be put to the test as well as his coaches.
Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We are broadcasting live here in Wisconsin Rapids, home of Winterfield, which is also the home of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Going to be here tonight to throw out the first pitch with Gorman Thomas, who we're going to talk to a little bit later on in the program today. Stormin Gorman's going to be here. We're going to chat with him. But I think actually it's going to be on the phone, actually, but he's on his way to Wisconsin Rapids. But we have the show emanating from here today, and to be back in studio tomorrow. Looking forward to that. So we're going to go and take a quick break. Before we do, speaking of baseball, just a bit outside, could be coming back. I don't know if it's a good idea. We'll talk about it coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I'd just like to point out that every newspaper in the country has picked us to finish last. The local press seems to think we'd save everyone a lot of time and trouble if we just went out and shot ourselves.
I forgot about that. Just went out and shot ourselves. There you go. That is a clip from the movie Major League. And we'll talk about that coming up momentarily. Hey, a lot of great stories, a lot of fun, a lot of good sports talk and jokes and such. If you have never been a part of our cigar dinners that travel the state, I'm here to tell you it's a blast. And the one in Wausau coming up on July 31st at the bar there in Rothschild sold out, and they just reopened today. They have 10 more tickets available. They made some additional room in the room there at the bar. So they called me back and said, hey, Wausau event was sold out. They just opened it up, 10 more tickets. So if you are listening to us in Wausau, you've got maybe a couple of days. They'll sell out in a couple of days. But this thing is sold out, and then they reopened some more tickets for this. So if you want to get in on this, go to tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. That's tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. We are also going to be in Chippewa Falls coming up on August 15th. That is going to be at Loopy's High Shores Supper Club out there in Chippewa Falls, and that is selling really fast as well. We're going to be in Des Moines, Iowa at the Tonic Bar on August 29th. And the other one, now this one's a special one. That one's going to be at Ironwood Golf Course in Sussex, Wisconsin. My good buddy Mike Lehman and his staff out there, they run it. But the way this works is it's going to be Monday, August 5th. Now there's two prices, okay? One price includes 9 holes of golf, your cart, a couple of beverages, dinner, cigars, and all the story time. The other one includes just the dinner, the cigars, and the beverages. So you don't play the 9 holes. And it's open to anybody. You don't have to be a cigar smoker to do any of these events, but I wanted to let you know that the one in Sussex is selling fast as well because of the golf event. So, again, they just reopened some tickets in Wausau. It is selling fast at Ironwood Golf Course out there in Sussex, and the Chippewa Falls location is very close to selling out as well. Get your tickets now. Go to tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. That's tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com for the cigar dinners that we travel the state. So it appears that John Morosi of the MLB Network, the trade deadline approaching, we all know that, but he also ran into David Ward, who is the writer and director of the 30-year-old Major League movie franchise, and says that the script is written for another installment of the movie Major League. Now, I was reading a story with Corbin Burnson that he was coming back on a plane from France, and he was on the plane, and then he was going through the list of movies, the in-flight entertainment, and Major League was one of them, and he just said it's such a good movie, not because he's in it, but just it's such a good baseball movie, a good feel-good movie, a fun movie, that he just sat there and watched it. And he couldn't believe people were looking over his shoulder going, I can't believe you're watching your own movies. Like, it's just a good movie. And I the minute I heard this, Joe, my first thought was, I wonder if they're going to bring Uecker back. I wonder if Harry Doyle is still going to be Harry Doyle just many years advanced in his career as Bob Uecker is now. You know what I mean? I'd love to see Uecker.
Eliminator line to left, a base hit. Eliminator line to right, another base hit. There's some real pus line to center.
Uecker, did you see that during the All-Star Home Run Derby when Uecker did? First of all, I thought that was fantastic. Going back to Cleveland, 30 years of Major League, Bob Uecker doing the introduction to the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby contest, I thought that was fantastic. But did you hear him? He was talking about how he was doing baseball games and then that night doing – he didn't even look at the script. He was just like, this is what you're talking about, Bob. He's like, okay, whatever. And he just did his own thing. And it was fantastic listening to some of the reminiscing of how they made the movie Major League. I would love to see Major League come back. I just don't want to be – I don't want to see it be one of those franchises that the first one was good, the second one was the third was terrible, you know, that type of thing as they continually decline. I want to see another good movie, you know what I mean?
Just a reminder, fans, about Die Hard Night coming up here at the stadium. Free admission to anyone who was actually alive the last time the Indians won a pennant.
Oh, that movie's so good. That movie is so good. Love Major League, the franchise. That is awesome. Good
Come
stuff.
Come on, Dorn. Get in front of the damn ball. Don't give me this ole bull.
That ole bull stuff, yeah. I used to call Fernando Vina. Fernando Vina or Jose Valentin? Jose Valentin is who it was. Jose Ole, because he had quite a few balls that just kind of oleed right past him. He was that guy. We got 1 hour down. We got a lot more to come. We are broadcasting live in Wisconsin Rapids. We're here at Witter Field, which is sunsplash today, not a cloud in the sky, some wisps of air from planes flying past, and that's about the extent of it tonight. You got the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They're taking on Rockford this evening on Gorman Thomas night. Gorman and yours truly throwing out the first pitch. Looking forward to it. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.